And we're back. The final portion of Davin's den. Yay. And we can go home. Well, I can't. I'm here.
You can stay home.
I like the exuberance you're sharing for the last portion of the show.
No, we still got plenty more show to do.
I know, but you make it sound like when you come back from lunch, it's like 2 o'clock. It's like, it's not 5
it's
o'clock yet. All
right.
Yeah,
I guess you're right.
The next 3 hours going to drag.
You know what? You're right. Hey, everybody.
It's more like it.
Welcome back to the Happy and Crappy Show. All right, I want to recap, because we had some new artists that we haven't played on the show before, new musicians, so I wanted to recap those, and then we'll get further into the show, shall we?
Yes.
That sound good? All right, so the first one you heard 3 songs ago, the one that we kind of talked over a little bit, unfortunately, because I'm a little bad with the button, was Sean Tobar with his single Pause Rewind. The second one, which was the one right before the last one you heard, was Cage & Co. with Tyneside on the Mind. Both of them are Deuce Music recording artists, and you can learn more about those artists and more at deucemusic.com. The last song which you heard actually came from a comedy booker, but he's also a musician. That song was Restless by The Sauce. Restless by The Sauce. Mm. And they're based out of Michigan, so if you're in the area, check out Restless by The Sauce. So that was the music. Trying to introduce some new music to you folks. Aren't we kind?
I like that last one a lot.
Did you? Mm.
Yeah.
All right, maybe they'll get me some work. Probably not, but it's fun to pretend.
Maybe it'll get work.
This is the new song called We've Got Nothing For Now.
New song called Call Me Next Week.
Yeah, Call Me Next Week. Nothing For Now.
Sorry, we just hired the MC.
Yeah.
So we had a little bit of we had some more celebrity preacher or politician. I always get them confused, the order of it. Yeah, celebrity preacher or politician. That's what it is. So I figure, you know what? We'll do a little bit with the Den Pen. Do a handful of them with the Den Pen. You guys were tied up. Then we'll do our scam bustering. Sound good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this time I'll remember to play the theme song. That's an added bonus.
Whee!
And now it's time to play celebrity, preacher, or politician.
All right. Joe will go first on this one. Did you read about Starbucks? No more Merry Christmas at Starbucks. No more. Maybe we should boycott Starbucks.
That would be celebrity.
That'd be celebrity, Pip.
Oh, I was going to say that was politician.
You think that was Sarah Palin?
Yeah.
No, that brand of stupidity was Donald Trump.
Really
weighing in on the hard topics. Next week, Donald Trump will be saying that the problem with America is you poo too much. The hard-hitting topics that Donald immerses himself into. Stupid crap on the side of a Starbucks cup.
I see what you
that
did
was
there.
But Joe knew. That was a story there for a little while.
Yeah,
Joe knew that one.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
I think apologizing is a great thing, but you have to be wrong. I will absolutely apologize sometime in the hopefully distant future if I'm ever wrong.
Oh, that's got to be Trump.
You think?
Yeah, that's his style.
I'm going to go with celebrity again.
Yeah, that's Donald Trump.
Yeah.
He's never wrong.
Yeah, I know.
Even though PolitiFact, PolitiFact checks all the politicians.
Oh.
Well, yeah, you should check a PolitiFact. I think that's what it is. You could search it online. They check all the politicians and their statements.
Oh.
99% of the time when Trump says something, he's lying. He's got the words. He's right 1% of the time.
Oh, my God. That's fascinating.
But Bernie Sanders, who I think they said had the best ratio, even he's full of crap 26% of the time.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. So they're all full of baloney. Oh, but geez. Trump, who's never wrong, is either wrong or a liar, but he's not going to apologize. So you could let that sink in.
Ben Carson, I was listening to Ben Carson, and
couldn't sleep.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, he says outlandish things, but he does. You know, he had some good ideas.
Yeah, which one?
He was
one.
He was talking about the problem with poverty. How
it's the poor people.
Yeah,
you got rid of the poor people.
Poverty would be much more palatable to the rest of
well,
us.
Well, he mentioned that if a young unwed mother in the projects or something like that has a child,
right.
She is now bound to the child, obviously, but her education level at that time is going to be right where it is because her opportunity to progress any further has
for a lot
been
of
hampered.
Them, yes.
For
yeah.
a lot,
not all of them,
right.
but a lot.
But,
of them,
but,
yes.
but you know, has been hampered by having this child, and he was suggesting more education programs to educate these young mothers.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a Democratic thing,
but it's well, in a way,
who's going to pay for that? That's not in the budget, Joe. Damn communist Ben Carson. We can't pay for unwed mothers.
Actually,
close your legs, woman.
Actually, we already have that. We call it like public school. The thing is, we need child care, affordable child care.
Yeah,
but what is this socialism, communism? This is why Ben Carson's all Ben Carson's people left him and went to Ted Cruz. The man is daft.
They all rolled off with Jesus on the back of a dinosaur.
Possibly, yes.
Yes, I know.
Bow, 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 bow. Dino.
I just like that song that you played. I love to see the dinosaur going away with that.
What song?
That song. The dinosaur. Good on, good on, good on, good on, good on, good on.
We'd all love to see that.
Yeah.
No, but it's a good idea. But that's not a Republican idea. I mean,
it's not Republican-esque.
Yeah. It's helping the poor and paying for it.
What?
It's not really their thing.
he got beaten for saying that.
Now we know why he's dropped in the polls. Stupid. Worrying about people.
Lisa says, and a Wookiee. I'm not really
Wookiees are not dinosaurs, Lisa. Get with the program, sweetie.
I don't know why you throw a Wookiee into the mix.
Well, Wookiees make everything better.
They do.
I didn't give anybody a chance to guess, but oh well. I apologize to you. You guys can guess too. No, I gave you guys a chance to guess. Yeah. I didn't give them a chance to guess.
Yeah, and actually, Lisa was playing along during the TRN segment, too.
How'd she do?
She did really well.
Yeah, what'd she get? She beating your ass?
I didn't keep track of the whole thing, but I mean, while we were going, actually, she was betting a lot of the time she was right with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, you kept up with me and Joe, you know? Mm. She did good.
Such an accomplishment.
I know. It's like she didn't want that as her epitaph.
It's not like you guys are Trucker Tom with these games. Settle down.
No.
You're no Trucker Tom. To win this war, we need a commander-in-chief, not a professor of law standing at the lectern. Joe?
I'm going with politician.
You think that's Miss Palin?
Mm-hmm.
Pip?
I think that's preacher.
No, that's a Sarah Palin. We don't need somebody with them book learning smarts. That's not what we're looking for.
No. Oh, damn.
Stupid whore.
Wait, how did I get into this?
You're a smart whore. Know the difference.
Thank you.
But when you get a little confused, I'm inclined to go, stupid whore.
Stupid whore. Yeah, that's true.
Sure.
That's true.
It's all circular. Okay. If enough people were praying, God would have intervened. You could pray. Jesus stilled the storm. You can still storms. I don't think Frank Field said that, but...
Who goes first?
I think you do.
I do? I'm going to say Robertson again.
You're going to go preacher.
Yep.
Joe!
I'm going preacher on that,
obviously. You think the preacher's the only one that... That was Donald Trump. No, I'm kidding with you. That was preacher.
Because I remember when he said that. He was blaming the storm. He was blaming the storm that God made the storm to kill people and stuff like that.
No, God was pissed. He's out of a bad day. You would never woke up on the wrong side of a cloud?
I understand. But let me tell you something.
I've seen you wake up. I could see you doing it.
Thank God God's mellowed with age. Because basically in the early Bible days, he was sore as hell at everything. He didn't care about you. You get mad, he'd level a city,
well, listen,
a flood,
snakes
eating.
I think I can speak on behalf of God here, and I think he'd want me to. you know, God is our father, right?
Right.
And I had a young kid, and we were young in humanity and everything, and we misbehaved. You don't know how to react to it.
Right.
So God just didn't know how to act. We were doing things wrong. You turn this one to salt. You flood over here. You don't know. You just want the people to stop the complaining. I understand.
If the 300 trillion children, I guess you mellow out.
Yeah. Exactly. The first child.
The first child, I mean, ask Adam and Eve. You know, they caught hell, and you know, now, you know, it's like.
Now he's exhausted. Go ahead. Do what you want.
Do what you want.
Blow each other up. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care.
Tower of Babel.
Trump's on. Like... I want to listen. That's what God's
I actually did. I actually did this bit. Joe's girl.
Are we doing your whole act tonight? It seems like every segment.
Yeah, we have.
You're fitting it to my. I feel like I'm on. What's that show?
This is your life.
No, not comics. Comics Unleashed. Where
Oh yeah. Ugh.
But Joe's girl was mentioning to me. She goes, you know, I think this is the beginning of the end. It's almost like the scripture, you know. And I go, if God comes back now, it's going to be like your father coming home during a house party you're throwing. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right, I think this one goes to Joe, right?
Yes.
Hey, the more they're pouring it on, the more I'm going to bug the crap out of them by being out there. With a voice, with the message, hopefully running for office in the future too. Bless their hearts. Those haters out there, they don't understand that it invigorates me. It wants me to get out there and defend the innocent. It makes me want to work so hard for justice in this country.
I'm going to go politician.
You think that's Sarah Palin fighting for your right to party?
Yeah.
I do too.
That was Palin. Getting all worked up. And then she looked at the polls and go, they don't want me to.
They want me out.
You can tell with that aw shucksy language, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pip. Males have a tendency to wander a little bit. And what you want to do is make a home wonderful. So he doesn't want to wander. woman.
I think that that's Robertson.
You think that's Robertson?
Yeah, I'm going preacher too.
Yeah, that's Pat Robertson.
Yeah.
Telling you bitches to get with the program.
No.
Well, that's why we have Storm.
Yes.
Joe, poles? Nah. They're for strippers and cross-country skiers. Great line.
I got to go with celebrity.
You think that's a Trump?
Yeah.
Robertson. No, I'm kidding. No, it's got to be celebrity.
No.
What?
And here's why Trump is all about the polls.
Yeah.
That's all Trump ever talks about.
Oh.
That was politician. Sarah Palin's the funny one. Trump can't make jokes. He doesn't have that ability.
Get out.
Trump can't make jokes.
No, I mean, he doesn't mean for them to be jokes. I mean, they're funny, but no, for all the wrong reasons.
Trump can't make jokes.
No, he can't. It's not what he does. That's a great line.
It is a great line, but it...
But really, Trump really talks about the polls. I'm surprised you guys went that route.
You know what? I totally missed that.
Yeah, he talks about the polls all the time.
Yeah.
It didn't have that folksy cadence that Sarah Palin is known for.
She's not a one-trick pony, my friend.
Mm.
Mm, apparently
she's got two tricks in that pony. Part of being a winner is knowing when enough is enough. Sometimes you have to give up the fight and walk away and move on to something that's more productive.
I'm going to go... Oh, who's...
Who goes first?
Yeah. You can go first, Joe.
All right, I'm going to go with celebrity.
Celebrity.
Okay. I'm going to say politician.
You think politician? Who is advocating quitting? Donald Trump is advocating quitting. He is not Rocky.
Really?
That was Trump.
Wow.
Sometimes part of being a winner is losing, my friends.
Wow.
Well, he was saying if he was down in the polls that he would bow out.
We'll see. I can't wait. Let's see. Two more. Come on. Enemies who would utterly annihilate America, they would obviously have information on plots to carry out jihad. Oh, but you can't offend them, can't make them feel uncomfortable, not even a smidgen. Well, if I were in charge, they would know that waterboarding is how we baptize terrorists. Pip, how are we baptizing terrorists?
Good Lord.
I don't think he's involved.
Well, speaking of, I'm thinking preacher.
Thinking preacher, little Pat Robertson baptism, baby.
I'm thinking.
I'm going politician.
Going politician. Why, Joe?
Because of the word smidgen.
I thought that was, yes, that set Joe off. You got that one. If smidgen wasn't in there, Joe wouldn't have gotten that.
Pat Robertson, yeah, right, yeah.
I screwed up by a smidgen.
Well, there was more than that, but yes. The final one, and then Pip can give us the tally. NBC News just called it the Great Freeze. Coldest weather in years. Is our country still spending money on the global warming hoax? Joe?
I'm going with celebrity.
Going with celebrity.
Okay. I'm going to go with politician.
That was Donald Trump and that global warming hoax, because he's not talking about climate change. He's talking about weather because he doesn't understand.
Yes.
He doesn't. Yes. It's like the same people like, where's your global warming now when it's like 30 below outside? It's called weather. It's different than climate. Who won? Joe's not moved by that argument.
I got to add.
No, it's just the whole thing with the whole climate change and the global warming. We seem to be doing so much for it. And all these other countries like India and China.
No, that's one of Obama's big accomplishments. They all signed on. China, India, they all signed on.
Whether they will adhere to that.
Well, you have to assume they will. You don't form a contract with somebody and go, I know you're a scumbag, but let's. you kind of hope for the best. And you have ways to verify. That's how treaties work.
I think even China is
China knows because they can't breathe.
They can't breathe. And their waterways are clogged. They have to at least be going.
If you can't cut the air with a chopstick, something has to change.
You know what? I had 11 and Joe got 16.
Look at Joe.
Look at you.
Joe can determine whose bullshit it is when he hears it. Good for you, Joe.
Yeah, that was good.
Yes. Okay. So we'll do a little. What time is it? We'll do a little scam bustering, shall
yes.
we? Originally, I was going to have an update on Yuliana Avalos and that saga. I was going to talk to somebody who claimed they got scammed
right.
by Yuliana Avalos. But the interview did not happen today. So hopefully it will happen later on in the week and I could bring that to you. If not, he told me a bunch of things.
Yeah.
I could bring it to you that way. But if we can have
He said things. He said things.
He had a couple of things he said there.
He said things.
Said many things. So I hope to bring you that next week.
Great. Lisa says, way to go, Joe.
Thanks.
Pip, as we listen to the theme
Thank
music,
you.
Yes.
What are the categories for tonight?
Oh, okay. Tonight, the categories are the perennial favorite, Mr. Davin.
That's a given. It's always that's always Mr. Davin.
I think we're going to go with idiot Melvin Santos.
Mm. It's a classic.
Yeah, it's a classic.
You got a little crazy in the past. Now you're coming back to basics.
I am. And I don't know. We haven't heard this in a little while, but it might reappear. You Kill My Life.
You Kill My... Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I like You Kill My Life.
That's a good one. All right, what are your guesses?
Okay, I'm going to say... I'm going for five Mr. Davins.
Everybody should.
I'm going to go with two Idiot Melvin Santos and one You Kill My Life.
Joe?
I'm going with five Mr. Davins.
Okay.
I'm going with three Idiot Melvin Santoses.
Okay.
And I'm going with two You Kill My Lives.
Oh, look at that. Okay.
While I catch everybody up, you can tally up if anybody in there is playing or not. When we last left, remember, she blamed everybody for spam. Me, anti-scammers.
Well, she had choice words for you. Holy scammers! Smokes. And our show, bitch.
Was she in contact with iYogi?
She was in contact with. Somebody was putting these things in her email. She thought it was hacking, but it just spam and a lousy spam filter. So I said, "Bye bye." I said, "You know what? You need help, lady." And I told her she needs help. So there was the chance that that would end communique.
Right.
It did not.
Oh, good.
She continued.
Shall we have the other guesses?
Gases? Yes, we can have the other gases.
The other gases. Lisa here said four Mr. Davins, one Idiot Melvin Santos, and one You Kill My Life. Joe's girl has four Mr. Davins, one Idiot Melvin Santos, and zero You Kill My Life. Go ahead.
And we play.
Yes, we do. All right, Dateline, May 9th, 2014. Criminal Melvin Santos.
Damn it.
You thought you knew her.
I did.
You said you are real, and you cannot reply the mess media for what you have done to the victims. Shame and lies. That fucking criminal James Harrison Miller once threatened me that you will freeze my bank accounts. Wow, I can see you are corrupted because you are afraid of the truth. You are fucking scammers. All of you. You do destroy the whole life of the victims, and I am the real one that all these fucking people took money from me. I see no money back, because they are good at lying.
Stop. This should be the end of it. This should be the end. This should,
are you new? You,
thank you, good night. Thank you, good night.
I know.
You know, I don't, we're talking about schizophrenia. Do you feel schizophrenia right here?
Oh, I do. I do.
I
said that for a month.
It should be the end of the story right here.
Yeah, I know.
The story should have been over a long time ago.
I know, but she just keeps going back for more.
But it's amazing how she, I mean, she says indeed to all of you, you're scammers, you screwed me over, I'm not getting money back. She said every topic of discussion, she just summed it up.
Yep, and you'd think that that would be the end.
And you would think that would be the end of it.
No, you don't know. You don't know her.
Move on.
This is all the truth. This is fucking scam mail. Where is the funds? No bank account. Name, bank address, and so on. This is fucking scam. I kind of told her these days.
Yeah.
And then she, that this was sent to her, and she sends me, attention, Mrs. Jackson, we have not responded to your email since over 120 days now. Is due to the investigation that we are taking to protect you and your funds. Your funds are well intact. Your funds are Malaysia, which was moved to the Hong Leong Bank.
Hong Leong.
Hong Leong Bank. Your response is highly needed, so you can send your account details for your funds to be transferred into your bank account in Japan. Thanks, Dr. Santos. He spelled thanks wrong.
Thanks.
Sounds like an error the computer would make. That's a Thanaks error.
It certainly is.
Yes.
Now, Joe's favorite color.
Your response is highly
damn
needed.
Damn it all red.
Damn it all red. Letter A.
Oh, boy.
The account is intact well. It means you are asking money for reactivate the account. Fraud! You are a real scammer. Letter B. This kind of writing style is not from you, but from fucking mafia Eric Bohr.
Oh.
So do you think maybe she's capturing on that? Like, I've been telling her they could be the same person?
Yeah.
Nah, who knows? You are...
a fucking scammer.
You're a fucking criminal.
Such harsh language. Assholes. You are assholes because you lied to me and you cannot face the real mess media. Shame on you. What did you tell me? You are real from UN secretary. Letter D. These two fucking soldiers used me to get the jobs from you because you used the power to hire them. These soldiers threaten me a lot. Miller makes me suffer from the debts from the credit card. He never returns the money to me. He is hiding. He is chicken. Them fighting words, Jeff.
She never called somebody that before.
Well,
that
would hear but us chickens.
He should go to hell. He told me he wanted to shoot himself. He is still alive. He is a fucking liar. Shame, shame, shame. She should never work on a suicide hotline. You told me you were going to kill yourself. Why are we still talking?
Yeah. All I thought was, he should go to hell.
That's one of her favorites.
You know, I've been talking, and I just decided he should go to hell.
I'm surprised you've never put that in there.
That's a good topic. Maybe that'll be next week.
Back in Black. So-called criminal Melvin Santos.
Oh, damn it.
What I predict is very right. Stupid people like you working at UN do not know the truth about the scam. This scam gets involved in corrupted politicians like you, who are blind! You are not qualified to work at UN, and it is a shame that you do not serve the common people.
Stop.
She just finished saying he's a scammer.
3 minutes ago, they're all scammers.
And now she thinks he works at the UN again.
Yeah. Yeah, and now she thinks they're stupid again.
I know. I was just, thank you.
She's schizophrenic.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like, what, the person...
Or she needs somebody to help her with continuity.
Yeah, she really does. Oh my God!
Boy, you would be great as a counselor at the nut house or wherever that is. I hear voices. You need continuity.
You have continuity.
You're
fine.
Yeah, call somebody.
You know, you can't have the dog and the tree talking to you all in one sentence. You got to separate it.
Yeah. You're like, what's wrong with that?
So then she sends this. Victory Day is supposed to be about remembering the sacrifices of World War II. But today in Sevastopol, it became a party. People brought picnics and reserve tables in the restaurants with the best views. Children cheered the soldiers, who marched past wearing their new orange and white ribbon medals, one for the return of Crimea. The parade was small, but the crowds were huge. And then, after lunch, the Kremlin security men arrived slowly. The main square was cleared and anticipation grew. This is when Russia invaded... what's that country they recently invaded? The Eastern European one.
Oh God.
Yeah, we're up to date. But you know what I mean?
Yeah, I can't remember.
Then off a boat stepped President Putin, landing in a city that he says never stopped being Russian. The people of Sevastopol brought their white, blue, and red flags and hailed him like a conquering hero. They retreated to a rare moment when he shook hands. It was an occasion that more than ever brought home the Russian annexation
Ukraine.
Of Crimea. Yeah, that's it. Thank you.
No, that was Joe's girl.
No, I know. I knew it wasn't you. I was thanking her. Mr. Putin was able to walk unhindered and unchallenged through the main square of a city which the rest of the world believes is still part of the Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
Let the scam go on!
Yeah.
I do not work for anyone, and I will never do research because you all scam me and fuck up my whole life. Go to hell.
And she's leading a scam group.
She's not leading a group, but she helps people who find
it. She helps her, but people look to her. She's not going to do any research. She's not going to do anything.
Shame on you. You deserve to get killed soon. That wasn't her. That was me to you.
I thought so.
Making fun of your wife and her Met boyfriend.
Yeah, he was just taking a lull in the conversation about Ann Jackson. Shame on you. You deserve to get killed.
I get distracted. I apologize.
Now back to the story.
Yeah, sure. Back to the story. These two fucking U.S. soldiers who use me will get punishment. Interpol Saint-François. And Eric Bohr should go to hell forever. Then this is you're not
forever.
Coming back.
It's not like you're gonna visit and stay a couple of weeks. You know,
forever.
Go to hell forever.
It's hot there.
They are fucking mafias.
Nope.
We go to the judge, right?
I see three-man Brown Cotton is very, very idiot, and he destroys.
He's very, very idiot.
very, very idiot.
And he deserves my whole life. He should get killed. I have never met such an idiot person who can host the radio show, and he is stupid enough and he cannot judge the truth and fake. I think this is us.
Read that again. Read that again. I want to hear. I love hearing our press.
That's good money. Are you working to get collections for that job?
Did somebody just tweet that at us?
I have never.
Hold on. I'm sorry. She's done more PR work than our PR person has ever done.
Yeah, but nobody listens to a crazy person unless it's a comedy book.
Yeah.
I have never met such an idiot person who could host the radio show, and he is stupid enough, and he cannot judge the truth. I'm the problem.
Devin's dead. Tuesday, 6:30.
You know what? Actually, that's not bad. We should do some promo like that.
Like that.
Yeah. Those fucked him. Those fucked him. That's not there. Those victims filed the complaints by themselves, and he never asked them. It is a shame, and this is American nature. White people are smarter. In fact, fucking idiot pigs. I think part of that was from Trump.
Well, white people are smarter?
I think she's saying that's what we're thinking. We think we're smarter, but we're in fact idiot pigs.
Ah, we're the other white meat. I gotcha.
We are the other white meat.
Idiot pigs.
Yeah.
idiot
she
pigs.
She just has a great turn of a phrase. I think I'm going to use at the day program tomorrow, very, very idiot.
Very, very idiot.
I think
very,
I need
very
to
idiot.
Use that.
Yeah, it's easy enough to call Joe up and call him an asshole, but when somebody calls up go, who's the very, very idiot? You stop what you're doing and you address that situation.
He said, now here's somebody I need to talk to.
This is somebody who knows me.
Mom?
Dateline, May 10th, 2014. So-called Mafia Eric Bohr.
Darn.
You lie to me and you are a fucking asshole. You are from Interpol, but Interpol denied you. Then your fucking account will be frozen soon. I will do unrest report and I will expose the whole truth to the
Stop.
World.
Stop. You're from Interpol, but Interpol denied you?
What? Meaning they say that he's not part of the Interpol, I'm guessing.
Why does she still think that he is then?
Because she's a moron.
Yes.
I will expose the whole to the world. Hey, porn. That's what I'm talking about.
Say that again slowly.
A little Asian porn.
Yeah.
I will expose the whole to the world. I would stop at that tube. That's what they call the little movies tubes.
Oh.
I would stop at that. Well, I have to click this. Yeah. To the world?
I will expose the whole.
Somebody's a little cocky. I mean, really. How many people are clicking?
No, she's looking for a little cocky.
Mm. I will send it out and make noise.
Wait,
that's what
again?
Usually happens. What happens when it comes out the hole?
Sure. True cases. What did you say to me? You told me you'll bring the funds to me. This is all. This is the all records.
One pin stood up.
After paying €3,500 to Soldier Green and Miller, also paid the fees for me. I did not get any fucking money back. You are a fucking lawyer because you just liar. You are a fucking liar.
Same thing.
Because you just sent fucking people there and then asked another payment. After this, you pretend to know nothing.
They sent people there. Mm. What is that supposed to mean?
I don't know.
Sent people there.
I mean, but wait, was that part of the story that she's saying that?
Well, she said that they've claimed to have arrested them.
Oh, right. And they've claimed to go to banks and paid fees and nothing that.
We're
that
about
happened.
To say goodbye to Indy Authority in a few minutes, so.
Bye, Indy Authority.
Bye, Indy Authority.
Bon voyage to you. But we'll continue, and then I'll click off. We'll go off in a couple minutes over
okay.
there. But if you want to keep on listening, go to davinsden.com. That's a good place to listen to. All right, number two. Or stay where you are. Doesn't matter. Number two. Because we're not going to be there. But anyway, number two. Now you are doing the same thing to the victims. And then victim P, victim C, and victim A. After opening the case files, you are asking the another payment. They have no more money to pay! And then you pretend to know nothing! Number three. You never help the victims. You destroy me. You lie saying that I never sent money, and you asked me to send the money to fucking Brown Cotton's agent called David Moore. Haven't heard that name in a while.
No.
Number four, you keep silent like a fart, and you eat the...
Stop.
No, she didn't.
No.
You did.
I did. I didn't, but I said it. You keep silent, and you eat the victim's money. Nom 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 nom. No one gets money back. Nom 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 nom.
Off of me.
You lie and you are from shameful Interpol. Number five. You are scared of Begin Steele, who's an anti-scammer. That's not his real name. And this is why you are hiding. They are hunters. You are fucking mafias, and this is why you do not reply to them. It means you are a real scammer. You cheat on victims' money. I saw what you did with that single. I'm not happy.
Yeah.
Number six, the truth. It is never-ending payment, and you make lots of mistakes. You never get fucking money back, but you lie. You lie to the victim saying you can bring the money back to them. I am the one who paid the most of the money, which is over $120,000.
Damn.
I never get any fucking money back. You cannot do the jobs. Fuck you, assholes. Why not vomit?
Sounds like
the
after show meeting.
Sure. Why not vomit the money back to the victims? You guys missed it.
I heard, why not vomit the money?
Little purging.
Why not vomit the money?
Yes, vomit the money.
Well, after the eating it, there's a.
What, mother bird?
Yes, vomit the money back. Attention, Anne. This letter is coming from Interpol office in Paris. Cliché, le bleu, France.
Le.
We have been monitoring your communications with big-time scammers. They capitalized that.
The big time.
And we have found the total amount that have been that they have been taking from you up till date.
Up till date.
You have sent $295,000 to scammers, and we have intervened to stop. No time for spell check. This since we also intruded on your PC system. So this is where she got it from.
Oh, this is why she thinks that they're getting in there and they're causing problems.
Yes.
Ayogi.
I guess. Ayogi.
Mm.
Where was I? Interpol. Take note that we will inform our agent in Japan to arrest you and put you under surveillance so that you will not be able to send money to them again. If you have any information regarding any documents whatsoever that they have sent to you till date, kindly forward it to us via email attachment so that we can use it as evidence.
Wait a minute. So now this person supposedly is from Interpol and saying that we're monitoring your conversation here, and you've sent money to scammers, so we're going to arrest you so that you can't send them anymore. What fuckery is this?
Well, for embezzling or money laundering. Excuse me.
Oh, please.
This is from Eric Bohr, by the way.
Yeah.
We also have informed Commonwealth, and they will look into your refund case in 3 days and decide that you are to compensate you back. I think that was supposed to be compensate.
Compensate.
In 3 days and decide if they are to compensate you back for all that you've spent.
God, that sounds painful.
Compensate. Yeah, it sounds like something that's a procedure.
Like something impacted.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
You have to help us by sending those documents and evidence to use in protecting and refunding your money back. Your most urgent cooperation is highly needed. You're truly Mr. Eric Bohr, Interpol, blah, blah, blah.
You're truly.
Yes. This also is from Eric Bohr to Ann Jackson. Do not pay any money to them. We will send delegate to the bank. You will furnish the accommodation and transportation.
What?
Gas is expensive. Back in 2014, Joe.
Give
shit
us
ain't
a
cheap.
Lift. They're bumming a lift?
Yeah. Could you call Uber for us?
We're not staying in a Motel 6.
Yeah, but furnish accommodation and transportation. So, accommodations and transportation furnished by Ann Jackson.
It is 3,500 euros. The whole cost. A bargain.
Oh, my God.
Once they get there at the bank, these two bank officials will be arrested and will be tried. Our delegates will cash out your funds from the bank at the IMF, International Money
Something.
Foundation Federation?
I would say Federation.
Yeah.
And will immediately transfer the sum of $295,000 into your account, or can bring it cash to you by themselves. See, they're strolling around, buddy.
Wait a second. The last time somebody walked around with that kind of money,
That's what I would say. The last time somebody brought money, they got hit by a truck.
And it went flying all over the intersection. Yeah, we know how that turns out.
This depends on you. Whichever way you choose.
Yeah, I want a bag of money.
We all want a bag of money. That's why I'm playing Powerball.
Lisa says Uber and a hostel.
Funny.
Yeah. That's
funny.
Great.
This is urgent, and your uttermost urgency is needed. Regards, Mr. Eric. More from Mr. Eric. Attention, Ann Jackson. I'm sure you know the delegates are there to do. I have to inform you that the three delegates will be in Hong Kong tomorrow morning. I ask you to try and send the complete 3,500 euros to Mr. Brown, because why not go through the FBI, before they get there. This message is for your own good and benefit, so they can get the funds transferred.
I don't think it is.
So they can get the funds transferred into your bank account before Monday next week. This is my word to you. Yours sincerely, Mr. Eric.
You know, some of the turns of phrase, and I know that she's not catching all of this because she is...
She's foreign. She's
foreign. But I mean, things are highly needed. It's like, what? And Lisa says, most urgent cooperation. What a joke. It's like anybody, an English-speaking person reading this stuff is going to go, oh, come on, this is BS.
Mr. Davin!
Finally.
I'm on the board.
Fuck off!
Sign Joe.
I didn't say fuck off. I said fuck you. You read it wrong.
You did.
I know you are, but what am I?
Fuck off, and you will know what is going on with this. You should understand the truth. And then she sends a link about what's going on with Boko Haram.
But I have to ask you to stop for just a second. What was the whole thing about the Russians and the Crimean War and the Ukraine? What was all that about?
I don't know.
Did I miss something? Did that pertain to the story at all?
I don't know. One of her personalities wanted a spotlight.
Could be.
Yeah, her Putin personality.
So she sends me a link to Boko Haram, which, we've talked about the money gets funneled back to them. They're terrorists.
Yes.
Head of the Interpol slams unspeakable actions of Boko Haram. Lie in France. Interpol has offered Nigerian authorities its full support in helping locate the more than 200 schoolgirls kidnapped by Boko Haram. Remember we heard about that?
Yes. Mm.
Should we do our last date? You want to do this last date?
Yeah.
Dateline, May 14th, 2014. You ready?
Yeah.
So-called Dr. Bon Jovi.
Stop.
Wait.
What, did she get some bad medicine?
Funny you should ask. This will play in the background.
So-called Dr. Bon Jovi?
Bomb.
B-O-M.
Jovi. This is a new character.
Bon Jovi.
So-called Dr. Bon Jovi. Are you another idiot man from Interpol? Where is your office? Originally Jersey.
Yeah. Or some lead singer from Sayreville, New Jersey.
You're Interpol's so-called Eric for work in Paris, and I had to report him many times due to his idiot ability.
That's another one I gotta use in the day program. Idiot ability.
Reasons I'm on the show.
Yes. Nope. No, no argument from me.
I'm putting that on my resume. I have very idiot ability.
You do. I will expose it to the world. Interpol is a mafia. I think she meant org, but she said orf.
That's an orf. It's a mafia orf.
Tell me where you work. All of you cheat on the victim. I am a real victim. Go to hell. Not necessarily forever, but you should definitely go. You should see what they've done with the place. I will send it to the mass media.
She's an asshole.
And then I'll clean it up.
She was a schizophrenic. She can't be both. What bad medicine? What you got? Settle down there, Dr. Baum. Mr. Davin.
That's dose.
They lied to me for 2 years, and I paid lots of money, and I never get any fucking money back. This is what he sent me. I did report many scammers to the Interpol, but what they treated me is fucking criminal ways.
Yeah.
And here's a letter addressed to Anne.
Uh-oh.
Why do you swear
is what they said.
That's
to
the
her?
First thing. But with no question mark, with a period.
Just like, not even hello. Why do you swear?
Well, with Mrs. Ann Jackson, why do you swear?
Why do you swear?
Your funds are intact, waiting for you to comply so that it can be released into your account in Japan. I do not understand why you never or do not like to follow simple instructions. Regards.
Send us the money, stupid.
Regards, Dr. Bon Jovi.
Dr. Bon Jovi!
All these scammers, they just like threw a dart at a wall. Hey, what's that on Pandora? I'm listening to some Bon Jovi. We'll use it.
Thank
God it wasn't Striper.
We'll call it Bomb Jovi.
Well, she typed it wrong, but he wrote
Dr. Bon Jovi.
You know they were listening to like Spotify or something. Yeah. Like,
Mr. Idiot Ozzy Osbourne.
I don't know. You bury me in a blizzard of Oz.
I just can't.
Right.
Bad medicine. It's what you got.
At least to say Def Leppard. I mean, it's just like grand stuff out of
no hearing mind. Problem.
Oh, God.
Dr. Poison. So-called Ricky Rocket.
Really, they're just so random.
Idiot Mick Mars. That's fucking great.
Dr. Bon Jovi, you kill me. You kill my life. You fucking mafia, Dr. Bon Jovi.
She should open for them. Bad medicine is what.
Alisa is on a disability track, and her next one is Blind Melon. Death nice. Leopard Blind Melon.
Here comes the mail from Interpol again. Do you believe it or not? You told me they are all fucking scammers. Judge it by yourself.
I think I have.
I am going to post it and send it out to all the anti-scam sites. This is from, this was written to her on May 13th. This was written to her. She sent it to me. Oh, it's the same thing. Another Dr. Bon Jovi.
Yes.
And she attaches a video. You know, it's about her scam and everything. It's better than life. Arrest all these people. I will believe you. I will expose everything because this is the truth. May 15th, 2014. So-called idiot Melvin Santos.
Oh. Idiot Melvin Santos for the win. Go on.
You use me, and now I'm asking you where my funds are. You're going to ask money, and I do not get any fucking reply from you. You do not reply to me because you are a fucking scammer sending me scam mail. I am waiting for the truth.
Keep waiting.
Yeah.
You never reply to the details. Your men, Brown Cotton, Eric Bohr, cheat on the victims, Parker Green, and Miller cheat on me. I am asking for the rest. then this is mail from you. And then includes the Bon Jovi. You know? Scammer so-called Bon Jovi. And that's what this segment will be called.
Scary so-called Bon Jovi.
Pen for a second. Somebody.
I'm dying.
Why didn't you have that listed?
I know, yes. Scammer. I could not have seen that.
Hey,
coming.
Richie Sambora's not here. This is Scammer so-called Bon Jovi. It's not Bon Jovi without Richie, man.
Wait, or that other guy, what's his name, Tico?
Tico's still there.
Tico is, yeah.
Tico Torres?
Yeah,
Tico
Torres. Yeah. But it's not Bon Jovi without Richie Sambora. This is so-called Bon Jovi.
That's right.
They're
coming out on tour. I'm going to try to get tickets for so-called Bon Jovi. That's what the cover band should be, because there's like Bon Jovi cover bands. They should call
so-called Bon Jovi.
Idiot fucking mafia Bon Jovi. That's
Scammer so-called Bon Jovi.
Oh, God, that's funny.
You do not reply to me. Where your office is?
Sayreville, New Jersey.
I'm waiting for your fucking reply.
Why you curse?
You are a...
fucking scammer.
Fucking liar.
Fucking asshole.
Ah!
Maybe you are fake.
You think?
Yeah, maybe you are fake.
Where did you go to medical school? No. That would be fucking... No.
Sayreville, New Jersey.
Show me your degree. Wait, you dated a Mets announcer? I do not believe. Show me picture, Dr. Bon Jovi. This is online. Interpol do not accept online report, according to the official site saying due to the scam. Fuck you, assholes. Do you arrest the scammers that I make on the video? No! Do you? You never reply to me, but share this fucking idiot man Eric Bohr's mail address to scam me. I am waiting for the truth. Shame on you. And then she sends...
Who does she think gave her Eric Bohr's address to scam her? Does she think Interpol sent it to her?
I think maybe Dr. Bon Jovi. I don't know. But wait. There's more.
Oh, good.
To idiot man so-called himself Dr. Bon Jovi.
Read that again, please.
What?
You got to read that
again. Say that again.
To idiot man so-called himself Dr. Bon Jovi. The shit's just getting longer.
I know.
We should get this to John. Let him know what's going on.
Oh, that's so funny. That's just what a great title.
Should be the next album.
Yeah.
These are the scammers on my video. And then she shows her YouTube thing. Criminal Melvin Santos. You will know what is going on from now. I have no patience to wait again. You are a...
fucking asshole.
A fucking liar.
Joe for the fucking liar.
Ah.
I can see you are a real scammer. You use another name to scam me again. A little breakthrough.
God. I can't believe she finally realizes this.
Where are my funds? What did you say to me? You will deal with the case according to the law. I report the scammers and the people who scam me, not only Pedro, but also Brown Cotton, Eric Bohr, James H. Miller, and Parker Green. They also should be arrested.
It won't be that crowded of a cell.
But now they're scammers again.
Right.
Semantics.
But she also thinks Bon Jovi is a scammer, so.
So cold.
You see those guys in jail, it's Bon Jovi. Somebody want to let me out.
Hey, just want to have a nice day. You are a fucking criminal cooperating with them to do corrupted things. You eat my funds. You also eat other victims' money because you do not want to release the funds to them, but you want to eat them. You are greedy because you want the victims' money. I will report you to UN. Someone is blocking my channel and I cannot make a video again. This is your fucking idiot ways to stop something because you are afraid of the real mess media. Shame, shame, shame!
Shame on you.
Fuck you, assholes. You should get arrested, too, because you are the big mafia here who cheats on people's money. Number one, where are my funds? Number two, you are a fucking scammer. Number three, you are a coward, and this is why you cannot face the mess media. Number four, you are Dirty Henry.
Dirty Henry. Oh, I love Dirty Henry. He's the guy that they kicked out of the band, by the way.
Who the fuck is Dirty Henry?
Henry.
Listen, man, you can't play keyboard. You reek.
Dirty Henry. Who the hell is Dirty Henry? That'd be a great name for a band, though.
Wouldn't it, Dirty
be a great
Henry?
Name for a sex act. I'm going to do the old Dirty Henry.
Yeah.
I'm going to take all your money and fuck you.
It's called divorce, Joe. I guess you're getting the old Dirty Henry after all. You are Dirty Henry. You lie and you should get fired.
You are Dirty Henry.
Lisa will only do Messy Hank.
Messy Hank.
Kind of hot. You lie and you should get fired from UN. Shame on you. Number five. You do not say the details and you are asking money from me. You are fucking dirty and this is why you do not reply. Shame on you. Number six. You do not arrest Eric Bohr, Brown Cotton, James H. Miller, Parker Green, who used me and sent mails to the victims. Shame, shame, shame. Number seven. If you still keep silence, I will send it to every mess media. Interpol Eric Bohr, you blocked me out because you were afraid of the mess media or your mail account is frozen by the Interpol. This is the truth. Next one is Brown Cotton. This is how you can escape.
What?
And Finn.
This is how you can escape?
Yes.
She is just so nutty. Oh, God.
Precious.
Yes,
she's
she is.
Precious.
That
she's...
was priceless. Dr. Bon Jovi. Awesome. That was great.
She brought some good stuff.
Boy, am I glad that you did the second gag. That was great.
And the Authority missed out on the genius.
I know, they did.
Well, not my problem.
You know what? The ones who switched over, they heard the whole thing. Yeah. That's great. Oh, you're killing me.
That was some good stuff.
I hope you guys enjoyed it as much as we did, because, man, that's great.
So-called Dr. Bon Jovi.
Well, let's see what the total was.
Let's see the total, yes.
Yeah, you know what? We all overshot the Mr. Davins because, you know, we thought that you'd get more superlatives, but no, you were getting so-called radio host idiot or something. So there were only two Mr. Davins, and I guess the closest to that was Lisa and Joe's girl because they had four. There was one idiot, Melvin Santos, and that was, again, Lisa and Joe's girl. And You Kill My Life, zero. Joe's girl said zero. So Joe's girl takes it tonight.
Yay.
Yay. So very good, kids. I'm dying.
I tell you, this was one of her better moments.
I think they've all been priceless, Joe.
That was really good.
You can't judge art like this. Between not Bowie.
Between Dr. Bon Jovi and Dirty Henry, I have not left
Dirty
so hard
Henry.
To
well, when you have a Dirty Henry, when you're Dirty Henry, you need to page Dr. Bon Jovi.
Yeah, because that stuff smarts.
Oh, that was fun.
Oh,
all right.
Yay.
Do you want to feel safe? Do you want to know that a loved one can protect themselves if they are ever attacked? Of course, we all want that. Zombie Martial Arts is now accepting men and women for personal instruction and hand-to-hand combat and attacks by an assailant with a gun, knife, or any other weapon. Never be a criminal's easy target again. Contact Sensei Russ Ferdico today and learn how to begin protecting yourself and your loved ones immediately. Email him at russferdico@yahoo.com. RussFerdico@yahoo.com. With training from Zombie Martial Arts, you can walk with confidence and not walk dead. What?
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday night, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not just be an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the always popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Sidesplitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. And this January 22nd, a really, really good one. From Mall Cop 2 and the new HBO series Vinyl is the very funny Chris Monty. Experience all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Side-splitting Productions. Now, all your entertainment needs, whatever it is, comedian, a celebrity impersonator, whatever you need. Side-splittingproductions.com, Side-splittingproductions.com, 551-404-3094. 551-404-3094. We put together some really... great comedy shows wherever you are in the continental U.S. We can make it happen for you. Anybody going to be any place this week?
Yeah, I'm going to be at Governor's Comedy Club tomorrow, Wednesday. I'm also going to be at Governor's again on Sunday. Go to govs.com for tickets and information.
Pip, anybody anywhere?
Nope, no, I'm just going to be chained to the desk at the day program crying like usual.
That's why we like to find you. Thursday, January 14th, I'll be on the 11 p.m. show at the Broadway Comedy Club in New York, New York. For tickets, call 212-757-2323, 212-757-2323. And Friday and Saturday, January 15th and 16th, I'll be at the lovely Catch a Rising Star in Princeton, New Jersey. For tickets, call 609-987-8018, 609-987-8018. That was a fun little show today.
Yes, it most certainly was.
Had a good time. Well, we'll try to have that Avalos interview for us. If you go to the davinsden.com website, you'll see there's been some updates to some stuff. We hope to have we're just waiting on the Avalos thing to be completed.
Right.
And then the whole website will be intact. It was fun. Joe has a homework assignment to get a picture of the soon-to-be ex with Mr. Matt. We look forward to that.
Joe's girl thinks that you're more jealous of Joanne dating than Joe is.
I don't like the Mets. That makes no sense. And that was a zilch guy. That was his name. We don't even know who that is. Wasn't one of the main ones.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Zilch guy does nothing for me.
No. Listen, you're banging John Sterling. We got to talk.
Hey, that would be quite a feat.
Sure. If she starts banging John Sterling, Joe, we need to know.
I need tickets.
We need pictures.
It's the Yankees. You don't like the Yankees.
We need video.
Tell them.
We need video?
Yeah.
No. I could live without that.
Yes, okay. I don't need to see the so-called Dirty Henry. Yeah. That looks messy and painful. All right, guys, let's wrap this up. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please, please, please keep on listening.